is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 27th of June, 2011. It was on this day, 1844, Joseph Smith, Jr., 39 years old, founder of the Latter-day Saints movement, was killed by a mob in Carthage, Illinois. He'd come from back east, where, at the age of 18, he said he'd been visited by the angel Moroni, who directed him to some gold plates on which were written the history of the Israelites, which he then translated and so wrote the Book of Mormon, on which he based a new Christian sect. He and his followers moved west in 1831. They were headed to Missouri. They passed through the town of Kirtland, Ohio, where they made a great many converts, about 100 of them, which about doubled the size of their church. They stayed in Kirtland for 8 years before they were expelled from there. They headed for Missouri, but stopped in Illinois, in the town of Commerce, which they renamed Nauvoo. Public opinion turned against them there. Joseph Smith petitioned Congress to name Nauvoo an independent territory, and he also announced himself as a candidate for president. He got into trouble with a newspaper which had accused him of practicing polygamy, and when he ordered the destruction of the newspaper building, he was arrested and jailed in Carthage, Illinois, where 200 men, their faces painted black, broke into the jail and shot Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram to death. It's the birthday of Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, 1880. As a small child, she came down with scarlet fever, which left her blind and deaf. She learned to read and write. She was admitted to Radcliffe, published a book, The Story of My Life, starred in a movie, went on vaudeville tours, and became a great celebrity, an inspirational figure who struggled with her handicaps. Helen Keller was much more political than we remember her as. She was a socialist. She supported Eugene Debs running for president. She was a member of the International Workers of the World, and she was opposed to World War I. It's the birthday of the poet Frank O'Hara, born in Baltimore in 1926, and the poet Lucille Clifton, born in Depew, New York, 1936. And it was on this day in 1950 the United States entered the Korean War, a war that lasted 3 years, cost over 2.5 million lives, the forgotten war that came between World War II and the war in Vietnam. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bernard Haas, Siren. Here is the poem I meant to write, but didn't, because you walked into my study without any clothes on. I had just been thinking of how the Aegean sun must have lit up the faces of Troy's fallen heroes when you walked into my study without any clothes on, walked in and stood there, holding a glass of sherry over your left breast, which looked soft and firm as brie. Your tone of voice this morning should have warned me that you might walk into my study without any clothes on. I should have lashed myself to my chair and stoppered my ears with wax, but I forgot, and I'm glad I forgot. Because when you walked into my study without any clothes on, you sang sweetly, and I died nobly like a man. Siren by Robert Bernard Haas, from his collection Counting Thunder, published by David Robert Books and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.